Our passage of scripture this morning is in Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye and look a plank in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you for your precious word. I ask that you'll speak through this servant. I'm nothing without you. And Lord, may we all, Lord, take heed to your word. Lord, help us, Lord, with your word and with your guidance, with your help, be able in our families, in our marriages, in our church, and in our lives, Lord, to remove the planks from our own eyes. With your help. And may it be for the praise of your glory for all eternity. May we be conformed into the image of you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, may we bring you glory in the way we live. In your name, amen. You may be seated. I want to remind you that I'm taking a class on Monday nights on to help people in crisis and tragedies, and one section of that is marriage counseling. And Dr. Dudley is the teacher, and appreciate all of his many, many, many hours of Christian counseling and sharing a little bit with the class at the Baptist building. I'm not a licensed counselor, or I'm not a very good counselor. I shared in Sunday school this morning that many times, you know, I feel like in my soul when I'm told something, I want to say, "You did what? I can't believe you did that." And so, but I'm not a licensed counselor, but I can refer people, and I can, as your pastor, share with you what God's Word says about the problems you have, and I can always tell you about the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who can help you in your time of need. Now, this morning we're looking again at encouraging the family, and we're looking at that everyone needs correction. Now, let me say this. In a marriage, no one should be a slave. In a marriage, no one should be walked on all over the rest of their lives. Okay? No one should be a slave. No one should be walked on all their life. Okay? So, we all need correction. And if you are being, listen to me, lady. If you're being abused, get out of the house. You don't have to put up with that. Okay? We're looking at encouraging the family, and I promise you, if you want to improve your marriage, and if you want God to help you, I promise you He will. But you got to want to. Okay? Everyone say amen. You got to want to. So with us who want to, let's look at being judged or judging one another. Everyone needs correction. Everyone. If you hold up your hand in front of your face and pretend that's a mirror and say, "I need correction." No one's doing it. I need correction. Best, other than that, hold up the Bible in front of you and say, "God, I need correction." Because we do. There was only one perfect person. There was only one sinless Lamb of God, and you're not it. I'm not it. I'm not Him. None of us. But we are to be holy. We are to be peculiar people. We are to be called out one. There ought to be a difference between you and I and the rest of the world. Because we are called to be holy. We are called to be peculiar people. Our very name Christian means little Christ. So we are called out. And we are to be corrected. Everyone needs correction. And it seems like in marriages that battle lines are drawn. There's fixing to be a war between a husband and a wife. And when any time there is a war, what happens in the armies? They start gathering up weapons. This side gathers up bazookas and machine guns, and they are preparing for battle. This side is doing the same thing. Well, she got a bazooka, so I'm going to get a tank. And we gather up battle lines for war. And Jesus says, do not condemn, because the same condemnation that you use, it will be measured back to you. So instead of lining up when there's time for a battle, the best thing to do in a Christian marriage, if you want to, you got to want to do this. Instead of arming up for battle and pulling this, well, you do this and you do that, but I'm better than you because I do this. Instead of lining up for battle, let's start disarming ourselves. Okay? That's what this message is about this morning. Disarming ourselves. Instead of lining up for battle, and sometimes war lasts for years, doesn't it? Sometimes they're quick. Sometimes a war can last for years. And in wars, there's guerrilla warfare, and then there's conventional warfare, and then there's those nuclear bombs. Okay? Let's disarm ourselves in the church, disarm ourselves in our families, and disarm ourselves. And so how do we disarm ourselves? Well, we need to realize everyone needs correction. I need correction. You need correction. So we all need correction. And Jesus says, condemn not, judge not. Try to see what they see. Walk in their shoes a little while. Try to place yourself in their shoes. Now listen to me. There is no excuse for sin. No excuse. A lot of times we try to make an excuse for sin when we need to flat out say, I'm a sinner. This is sin. This has to stop in my life. So we cannot make excuses for sin, but when it comes to judging another person, we need to realize that we are condemning them, and when it's all said and done, we should receive condemnation ourselves because we're sinners too. But praise God, anyone that's in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. But many times we want to condemn someone else when we ought to be condemned ourselves. You see, it's so easy to see other people's problems, isn't it? Isn't that so easy to do? To see other people's faults? And in a marriage, it is so easy to see your spouse's faults because you live with them. It's easy. And it's so easy in the workplace to see other people's faults. It's so easy in the church to look over to the side or in front or sit in the back just so you can study other people and look at their faults instead of looking in the mirror at your own faults. See, it's easy to look at other people's faults. It's easy to condemn other people. Very easy for husbands and wives, isn't it? You see, we all have different personalities. We all have different ways how we are made, how God made us unique. And I realize that not everybody is like me. It's almost taken me 45 years. Okay? But Elisa's not like me. Okay? Not everyone realizes that the toilet paper should be on there a certain way. Toilet paper, listen to me, you should be able to get toilet paper off the top. That's the only way toilet paper should be on. It should never come off the bottom because you don't know how much you're getting. Okay? Not everyone's like me, perfect like me. When you place shoes down, first of all, they should never be strolled around. And certainly, when you put shoes down, the toes should be pointing together like if you were wearing them. Don't put them like this. Don't do it. Shoes should go like this, not like this. Not everyone's like me. Alicia, every time she puts the toilet paper on, you know what? It's upside down. Every time. Now, I can let that drive me crazy, or I can put it on there right. And then if she changes that, a wise man would leave it alone. Let it be. If the shoes are wrong, then put them where how they ought to be. Okay? That's just little things. But when you start lining up to do battle in a marriage, there's so much bigger things than that, isn't it? Lining up, seeing the other people's fault, the other person's fault. But Jesus says, condemn not, judge not, that you be not judged or condemned. So, and he also says this about in verse 4, how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye. A speck. Isn't it amazing how the smallest thing, when it gets in your eye, causes you severe pain, doesn't it? I cannot stand to have something in my eye. An eyelash just drives me crazy. Sometimes I think I ought to get a pair of scissors and trim mine. When the smallest thing causes severe pain. I remember as a young boy, very young, we lived in Wichita Falls, Texas. Daddy was stationed at Shepherd Air Force Base, and we lived on 5 acres of pecan trees. And you're talking about having war as little boys. One time I didn't duck down fast enough, and I was hit in my eye with a pecan. And when it hit me in the eye, something got in my eye that no one could get out. And I had to go to an eye doctor and sit there with my eye open, and they had to wash it out. That was a crisis for a little boy to go through. And something in your eye causes severe pain. And if you allow something to remain in your eye that causes you pain, the next thing you'll know is an infection will take place. And when your eye becomes infected and you're in pain, you cannot see things clearly. You're in pain. You cannot think things through clearly. And if you leave it there longer enough, That infection will cause you to lose your eyesight. And when you're blind, you no longer can see which way to go. When you're blind, you cannot see things anymore the way you ought to see things when you're blind. And many times, when we do give excuses for sin and not living godly, living holy, and working our marriages through, when we're walking around blind because we have not dealt with the issues for so long, then no longer are we having a Christian marriage because of the speck in our eyes. Pain. Leaving pain in our eyes. So remove the plank. Jesus said, how can you help someone to get that splinter, that speck out of their eye? You know, this is humorous. Jesus had a sense of humor. He said, there's a speck in your brother's eye and he needs help. Your spouse, we're helpmate. My wife is my helpmate to help me. I am her husband, her protector, defender, provider. How can I help her? How can she help me when we both have trees in our own eyes? Or we've allowed the specks in our own eyes to become infected where we no longer can see to help each other. So removing the plank. Removing that tree from our eyes. It can be a husband that is insensitive. The plank could be a wife not seeing her disrespectful attitude with her husband. It could be a father not recognizing his harshness to his children. It could be an enabling parent who doesn't know that his guilt is driving his overcompensation to his wife and children because of guilt in his life. Planks where we no longer can see clearly in our relationships. So removing the planks. You know the old saying, you can't see the forest because of the trees. We can't see the forest of planks because of the trees in our lives. So removing those trees, removing those planks so that we can see clearly. Number one, admit that you are frustrated and powerless. You are frustrated and powerless. Some people just cannot put the toilet paper on right. Can't do it. Okay? Small matter. Some people just can't put their shoes the right way. Okay? Admit, I'm frustrated, I'm powerless over this. Admit it. If you can't change it yourself, not that big of a deal. Not that big of a deal. Number two, stop taking inventory and start taking your own inventory. Stop inventorying what you see in them and start looking at yourself, at what you're doing and how you're acting, you see. Instead of listing their faults, you start thinking about your own faults. Do you complain constantly? Do you gripe constantly? Can they do anything right? Look at your own faults. It's better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious woman. I just quoted scripture. That is in Proverbs. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. That's scripture. Start looking at your own faults. do an inventory of your own life. Jesus said that the condemnation that you condemn others with is going to be measured back to you. That same judgment. So do an inventory. Number three. Ready for this? Turn them over to God. Turn them over to God. Turn your spouse over to God. Turn the person that you may be dealing with at work or in our church. Turn them over to God. Pray for them. Pray for your spouse. Lovingly pray for them. And I'm saying P-R-A-Y, pray for them. Not P-R-E-Y, God get them. Lovingly pray for them. Turn them over to God. You know, when you start praying for someone, you know what usually happens? You're the one that gets changed. Number four. Sincerely ask God to help you change you. Sincerely ask God to help you change you. Many times you may spend a lifetime trying to change the other person when you have a plank. You need to be the one to be changed. Who changes people? Jesus does. You can't change somebody. But you know who you can change? With God's help? Yourself. So sincerely ask God to help you change you. You turn to God. You grow in the faith. You become committed. You become devoted. You change. Ask God to help you. Number five. Diligently work on becoming the best you can be. To become the best you can be with God's help. By asking God to fill you with His Holy Spirit and the fruit of His Spirit and having self-control and being filled with His Holy Spirit, you become the best you that you can be. You remove the planks, the trees from your own eyes. You become the blessing. You deposit in the love bank. You be the blessing. You remove the planks in your own eyes. So, disarming. Instead of drawing battle lines and getting all the bazookas and the tanks and this fault written down and doing inventory of their faults and lining up to do battle, and it may last for years, disarming. You work on your faults. You be the blessing and you be the one to deposit in the love bank. Disarming. Because we are in a severe battle. It's a battle against the family. It's a battle against godliness. It's a battle against anything with the name of Jesus. It's a spiritual battle. Quit fighting one another and focus the battle on where it should be. You disarm against each other. Removing a speck. You know, back to having something in your eye. And it could be a little speck of dust. And it causes pain. Or an eyelash. To get a speck out, what does it take? Like when our child, one of our children has something in their eyes, we put them under a light. You got to have a lot of light where you can actually see what that little small thing is. You got to have light. You got to be able to see yourself. If I have my reading glasses, I put them on where I can see clearly to get that speck out. I use Visine. We use anything we can to get that out of our children's eye. And you know, when you get something out of someone's eye, like if Alicia has something in her eye, or I have something in mine, what does it take for us to do? Can I remove a speck from her eye standing right here where she's sitting at right now? Or it won't go like this? No, I can't. We lay each other down on the couch if we possibly can, and we go just like this. We get very, very, very close to each other so we can see. Light, things to wash it out with, being able to see ourselves, and we got to get close to each other to do it. So when we are working on getting those planks out of our own eyes and we're getting to where we can see a little bit, lovingly get close and use God's Word, the light. The light is what changes us. God's Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of this world, the light to mankind is Jesus. With Jesus it'll work. Without Jesus it won't work. You may be married, but it's not a Christian marriage. Get close. Instead of getting apart, get closer together. Spend more time together. Get close. You see, I believe in accountability and all of that. Let me tell you something. When I have something in my eye, I love Brother Dan. I love many of the all you men in here, brother. I love y'all. But I don't want Brother Dan up like this on me. Okay? I love all of you. You know who I want like this on me, getting something out of my eye lovingly? I want her. She wants me. That's a Christian marriage. One flesh, one mind. Becoming one. Now you're my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I love you. And I tell you what, Christian men or women, when they, as your pastor, brother, you need to pray about this or think about this, please come talk to me. But when it comes to those personal specks in my life, I need her. Your wife needs you, sir. Ma'am, your husband needs you. Takes getting close. Disarm, get close. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your precious word, Jesus. And Lord, how easy it is to find fault in others. Lord, help us to truly repent in our own lives, to turn to you, Jesus, and ask for help, ask for strength, ask help and light from your precious word. God, we can't do it on our own. We need you. Oh, how we need you, Jesus. In the true battle that we're in this spiritual warfare. Lord, may we be bound together in love for your glory. Amen.